We're talking about mask wearing here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Public Health Madison and Dane County issued a mask wearing order this week. It takes effect Monday, becoming the first community to issue a mask requirement in Wisconsin. Proposed ordinance in the city of Milwaukee would take similar action, and the Milwaukee Health Department would enforce it. Do you wear a mask when you leave your home? Are you in favor of mask wearing orders? Or do you feel that the government has no right to tell you when and where to don a mask? We're at 800-642-1234. Ryan Clancy is county supervisor for the 4th District of Milwaukee County. He's a restaurant owner in the Bayview neighborhood. Ryan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
So walking back here in early June, the county issued a mandatory face mask policy for people who use county facilities. And now some alders in the city want a law mandating masks. Can you tell us about what is on the table with this ordinance?
Absolutely. So the ordinance is relatively simple in its most recent iteration, right? So when you leave your house, you should have a mask with you. When you're within 6 feet of other people, you should be wearing that mask. And any time that you're indoors, you should be wearing that mask as well. There are some exceptions to that, including age. As a father of 5 kids, I can't imagine putting a mask on a 1 or 2 year old. But if your age is 3 and up, the expectation is that you're wearing a mask or trying your best to prevent the spread of COVID-19 to others.
Do you find that this ordinance is pretty straightforward in how you would go about implementing it?
It is. In fact, I'm as a restaurant owner, I'm one of 120, more than 120 now, restaurants in the Milwaukee area that asked for this specifically. It is straightforward. And I think what it does as a restaurant owner is that it provides our staff, our employees, our managers with some cover to do the right thing. So, I mean, we've been asking for this for a long time, to have some consistency between places. Because we don't want any of our staff to have to, explain to customers ad nauseum over and over that this is our policy. It really is much easier to say this is the law. And right or wrong, there's a critical mass of people out there who will follow the law and who just aren't masking up voluntarily.
Oh, you say a kind of a blanket city ordinance would be much easier and to follow than, having individual practices at each business or restaurant.
Absolutely. And that's what our restaurants have been asking for. Yeah, the Milwaukee Independent Restaurant Coalition said very clearly, this is what we want. We want citywide action that was addressed to the city of Milwaukee. Because it shouldn't be the place down the road that isn't enforcing a mask, suggestion is packed full of people, and the places that are trying to do the right thing, that just have outdoor patio dining and are closed entirely are being penalized by the lack of a broad policy.
So what I'm hearing here is consistency is really important. We heard from Paul in Eau Claire, emailed us this morning. Paul says businesses are welcome to make up their mask rules and customers are free to choose where they shop. Paul says they stopped shopping at Menards because of the mask wearing policy. They now go to Ace Hardware. Do you see that as customers decide where they'll shop due to how the establishment treats masks?
Sure. And it really isn't inherently unfair to the restaurants that are trying to do the right thing. So the science is in on this, right? This is no longer a matter of opinion. We know that COVID-19 spreads faster indoors than out, and that it spreads much faster among people who are unmasked to anybody else, whether the person on the receiving end of this pandemic is wearing a mask or not. So it strikes me as really unfair to penalize businesses who are not only trying to do the right thing, but are literally in the process of saving lives. The ones that have decided to remain closed or to have limited service should not be going out of business when the rest of the restaurants and bars are, packing themselves to capacity, even in the face of orders to say that they shouldn't.
Let's take a call now. Jill is joining us from Rhinelander this morning. Hi, Jill.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just calling to comment that wearing a mask, I wish people would quit thinking of it as a personal vendetta against them. It's to be for the common good, to try and get over this pandemic and to put things back to normal. I mean, I don't like wearing a mask, but I do it.
Jill, thank you for that. Ryan, this is for the greater good.
Absolutely. And it's a relatively small, simple thing. I am also annoyed by masks. With five kids, it's sometimes a chore. But even my 6-year-old understands that there's, a part of being an American, part of being a Milwaukeean or Wisconsinite right now is doing the right thing. But unfortunately, the recommendations that individual places or communities have had are just not working. The data shows that a very small number of people are spreading this virus to many other people, and it's the people without masks, it's the people making choices that endanger others, and we can no longer rely on voluntary compliance to keep people safe. At the news hour. We just pointed out that there were 600 cases and that we're now up to 807 dead. So this is not some abstract choice. This is a matter of life and death. And I'm always going to err on the side of public health and keeping my community safe.
If you're just joining us, we're looking at mask wearing mandates and what is under consideration in the city of Milwaukee. Ryan Clancy is county supervisor for the 4th District of Milwaukee County. He also owns a restaurant and entertainment venue in the city. You can join in. Do you know someone who has become infected with COVID-19? Did they wear a mask when they went out in public? How do you think authorities should enforce mask mandates? We're at 800-642-1234. Ryan, how is your business doing? Your business has food, drinks, laser tag, rock climbing walls. How are you navigating this?
We're closed. I mean, we were one of the first businesses to close. It was before both the state of Wisconsin and the city mandate. And we looked at our community, we looked at our employees and said, we're not willing to endanger you. We're one of the businesses that was lucky enough to get the PPP. So we are hopeful that we can open up on the other side of this, but we're also going to be one of the last places to open. So mask mandate or no, we don't feel comfortable having people in our building. But part of that is that we can't do outdoor dining. We're not set up for anything like that. We're just doing delivery and carry out because the science shows that, delivery and carry out are not a disease vector for COVID-19. There's a wide range of services out there that people need and that people are going to participate in one way or the other. The safest way, science shows, is to wear a mask while doing those.
How has delivery and carry out been for your business?
We're doing 2 or 3% in a typical day of what our normal business is. So we are losing money at a pretty astounding rate, but we're willing to do that. And in some ways, we're able to do that because we know that our employees have access to unemployment, to work share, to the $600 a week. So we're grateful for those things and hope to see those continued as well, because at no point should a restaurant owner or any business owner have to choose between private profit and public health. And I think that the more policies we have out there, including this, that can take the onus off of business owners and put it onto politicians and I think the health experts that we're listening to, the better off we all are.
Let's take another call. Mary is joining us from Janesville. Hi, Mary.
Good morning. I do wear a mask when I am required to, but I don't normally in my everyday life. However, my questions are this. There is a caller that stated until we get rid of this pandemic, this virus is with us forever at this point. At what point do the masks become inefficient or just, hey, we have to make a choice between how we live our lives?
Mary, thank you for the call. And I think Mary sees this as a much longer term issue, Ryan.
And it absolutely is. So I know at the beginning of this, we were all hopeful. We were, looking, days or weeks down the road, but we're not anymore. We're looking months and years down the road. And thank you, Mary, for kind of being a doing what you're supposed to do and saying, I do wear a mask when I'm required to. And I think Mary falls into a really large group of people who are looking around and looking at legislators to set the norm and to establish that critical mass of people who are saying, is this the law or not? Because many people will look around and say, is this mask effective or not? There's another group of people who are going to say, is this required of me or not? And these are the people that we're trying to reach with this legislation.
How would this legislation be enforced? How would it roll out?
Sure. And that was a big part of it for me, right? So in 2020, the last thing I want to do is hand the Milwaukee Police Department or the Milwaukee County Sheriff's another tool that they can use to harass people unfairly. So neither the city ordinance nor the bus resolution that passed yesterday would be enforced by law enforcement. On the city side, enforcement actually happens through the restaurants primarily. So the city health department, if they find a consistent amount of offenders in a restaurant, and that the restaurant seems to be doing nothing to control that or to let people know about the policy, they would find the restaurant specifically. And again, as a restaurant owner, I'm in favor of that because that provides us cover that lets us do the right thing on a broader scale than what's happening now.
You know, if a restaurant is seeing patrons without masks, would the restaurant have a stash of masks and offer them? Or do they say, hey, get out of my restaurant? How do you navigate that with your customers who you really value?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we do, you know, we value our customers. I think, speaking personally, I value the customers that are trying to do the right thing and keep their communities safe, frankly, more than others. If you're, you know, when we are open, if you're trying to come into my restaurant without a mask, that's not going to happen. We will have masks available. We've had them available for our staff. But a couple of months ago, I think we could have made the case that there's an equity issue here, that not everybody has access to a mask. But just a few days ago, a private company offered to donate, I think, 1 million masks to folks in Milwaukee. The wide availability and cost of masks at this point, I think, does away with that argument pretty well.
About mask wearing mandates. The proposal's on the table. Ryan Clancy is county supervisor for the 4th District of Milwaukee County, a restaurant owner as well. Would a mask policy make you feel safer about going into a bar or restaurant? What are you hearing from family and friends in other states that have mask mandates in place? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up in a minute with Ryan Clancy on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at mask-wearing mandates and movement on this in Wisconsin. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker testified before a congressional committee yesterday calling for a national containment strategy with mask wearing as the key priority.
We need a national masking mandate. We instituted ours in Illinois on May 1st, one of the first in the nation, and it aligns with our most significant downward shifts in our infection rate. It's not too late for the federal government to make an impact.
What do you think about a federal or local mask-wearing mandate? How do you think authorities should enforce it? Join in, 800-642-1234. Ryan Clancy is county supervisor for the 4th District of Milwaukee County, and he stays with us. Let's take another call. Now, Kim is joining us from Door County. And Kim, I understand you're a restaurant owner as well.
Yeah, I'm a restaurant owner up in the Egg Harbor area. And just as Ryan, we decided not to open inside at all to protect my work family and my customers. You know, I value my business and my people, and I think this is the way to do it. And unfortunately, we don't have a national mandate. So like Ryan said, we're forced to make these decisions on our own. In Door County tomorrow, our county board is actually meeting to discuss making it mandatory. And I'm really hoping that many businesses in our area call in to support that like I have.
Ryan, do you see that businesses have made a push, have made an impact there?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the alders who have proposed this in Milwaukee are listening to their constituents. They're listening to the hundreds of restaurants who are begging for this policy, knowing that it'll not only make consistency, but that it'll keep the public safe. And Kim, thank you for keeping your doors closed, for putting, public health in front of private profit. I know how difficult that is to do. And I'm, just hearing the way that you refer to your employees as your work family really speaks volumes there. I know it's a difficult choice, but thank you.
Let's bring in Darlene now in Muskego. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, good morning. My comments are brief. I totally agree with masking up. I think it would benefit everyone. We've seen it work in other countries, and I guess I don't understand the resistance. I do agree that it's uncomfortable, but it's something we do because we live in a society. So it's something we should all do.
Darlene. Yeah, Darlene, thank you. And let's bring in Logan now in Green Bay. Logan, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that it should be made mandatory and violators should be fined to discouraging them from spreading the illness. It's not themselves that are, not only themselves that are at risk, it's the general public. And what is frightening is the numbers that are going up. And then we get some radio talk shows that are encouraging people not to use it. And unfortunately, it has taken a political...
It's you see it as a political tool. Logan, thank you. And Ryan, I don't know if there's anything you want to add there before we switch gears.
For sure. So yeah, I mean, I think Darlene makes a really good point, right? So months ago, we didn't have a lot of data from other places. Now we do. It is clear that this policy will work based on looking at other states, other countries, other municipalities. We don't have to guess anymore. And you know, to Logan's point, if we knew that it would be enforced fairly and without targeting certain demographics, I think I would be more in favor of law enforcement enforcing this. As it stands, I'm not. I mean, at this point, as a restaurant owner, I know that this will provide us leverage to do the right thing. And I think enforcement from the health department rather than law enforcement makes more sense right now.
Let's turn to bus riding. Now, there's a resolution that bus riders and drivers must wear masks on county-run bus system. What are the details of that proposal?
That's correct. I'm proud to be the author of that. Some time ago, the Milwaukee County mandated masks in its own facilities, but the county buses are kind of a different beast. They're 501c3. So the operators, the passengers have been asking for a long time now for a universal mask policy. And it did pass committee yesterday unanimously with a 5-0 recommendation that the full board on the 23rd pass that as well. The feedback I've gotten on that has been almost entirely positive from both bus drivers and from passengers. And I'm glad we could do something substantial there too.
And when would it go into effect?
As soon as possible. So they're looking at probably August 1st. MCTS, to their credit, has already started piloting, handing out masks to passengers. So that kind of takes care of the equity argument. And just like the city side, nobody's going to be calling a sheriff or anything else when somebody tries to board without a mask. But what we've seen in other municipalities is going from about a 30% voluntary compliance rate to a 90% rate, even in the absence of any, you know, kind of strong-armed enforcement. That's really what we're after here, is that critical mass of people and establishing the social norm that the default should be to put on a mask, not to walk around without one.
And you're seeing, you know, kind of the rules to catch up with what you're seeing out on the streets and in the buses.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, Wisconsin is a little bit behind. There are many states out there that do have broad mask mandates, and they're frankly doing better. They're controlling the spread better than we are.
We're exploring rules around mask wearing. What is on the table in Milwaukee? Ryan Clancy, County Supervisor for the 4th District of Milwaukee County. You can join in with your insights on mask wearing, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Todd now in Sauk City. Hi, Todd.
Hi. I was just calling. I don't have a problem with businesses in general acquiring it. That's on them. That's their right, their freedom. But the thing is, when the public or the government enforces it, that's when it infringes on freedoms. You know, Benjamin Franklin said it best when he said, if you sacrifice freedom for temporary safety, you deserve neither. And basically, that's the stance we all have to have on everything.
So Todd is saying this is infringing on personal freedoms with ordinances like this.
Sure, and I have heard that argument before. Frankly, it's not accurate, right? So as a restaurant owner, I can't leave food out on the counter unrefrigerated for a week and then serve it to a patron under the guise of freedom. I also will not let people into my restaurant in the same way. It's not a matter of freedom. My employees at my restaurant don't, you know, for the most part, have options other than, you know, staying home when we don't have a broad mask mandate. And that means that you know, one of my employees could get this through no fault of their own because their neighbor or somebody at a grocery store decides not to mask up in the name of freedom, and then they bring it in and infect everybody else. And that's what we're trying to avoid here. So we're pushing for the freedom to be safe and healthy, rather than the freedom to not do something simple and that is proven effective to keep our neighbors safe.
Do you know the path forward for your business, how long you might stay closed, and when you might know when the right time is to fully reopen?
Based on the briefings that I'm getting as a public official, I think that the situation is much more dire and much more long-term than I think we're talking about in general. I know that we're going to be one of the last places to open. And I know, frankly, that we have the support of our community and of our employees to do that. So our employees are the ones doing delivery and carry out are getting tested every week now. We're actually paying them to go get COVID-19 tests because that's important to us. That should be the standard. But we're financially in a rush to open, but that's overridden by our concern for the community. And we're seeing many restaurants and many business owners making those same decisions, like Kim from Door County, who has decided to stay closed or to have very limited service. But we need things in place to enable that. One of those is a mask policy. The other one is economic policies that help put money into the hands of individuals that they can support small businesses through this.
Are there tough decisions coming at you as a small business owner that you'll have to make? How long can you go like this?
Every day. Yeah. I mean, it's we look around, we look at our you know, dwindling, bank records, and it's dire. And I think we really need support from the community to pull together. The sooner that we have broad compliance on masking, and it's clear that that's not going to come voluntarily, that it has to be a mandate, that the sooner we can get to the other side of this and we can resume business. But we need this in order to have that.
Ryan, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Ryan Clancy, County Supervisor for the 4th District of Milwaukee County, also co-owner of a restaurant and entertainment venue in the Bayview neighborhood. Just ahead, we talk with groups of conservative Wisconsin voters, some who want to see President Trump reelect and others who don't. We work through the issues. Are you a conservative voter? How do you feel about November? It's 800-642-1234 to talk. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.